WRPN, the music you grew up with in Ripon. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Nina's Parks and Recreation Department on Wednesday gave an update on their response to widespread storm damage. Crews began by focusing on removing all downed trees, limbs, and debris on the ground. That work is mostly complete. The second phase involves removing broken or suspended branches that pose an immediate danger. The limbs can fall unexpectedly and represent a significant safety concern. The last phase is long-term tree assessment and management, which will take 3 to 12 months. Parks and Recreation Forestry staff will conduct a thorough assessment of all storm-affected areas. The evacuation will identify trees that are significantly damaged, dead, or dying. Several parks remain temporarily closed due to extensive damage and ongoing cleanup operations. Doty Park, Kimberly Point Park, Riverside Park, and Fresh Air Park will remain closed until further notice. Meanwhile, those in the Nenemonasha Fox Crossing area who were impacted by last week's tornado can learn more about recovery resources at a public meeting. The community town hall is scheduled for 4 until 6 o'clock tonight at Menasha High School at 427th Street. Local leaders say they will provide updates on recovery operations, available resources, cleanup efforts, and what to expect in the future. Citizens will also be able to ask questions of community leaders and staff members. Scheduled to be in attendance are Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond, Nina Mayor Brian Borchardt, Fox Crossing Village Manager Jeff Sturgill, Town of Nena Chairman Bob Schmeichel, Menasha School Superintendent Dan Slowey, and Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz. The American Red Cross says it's reaching out to eligible individuals for its long-term recovery assistance program for residents affected by the Fox Cities tornado. Red Cross representatives explained Wednesday who may be eligible for disaster assistance, what residents should expect, and how the assistance process will work. If the Red Cross already has your information and you meet the criteria for the program, you may be receiving a text or email with a link in the next day or so. Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond said there has been a lot of scams out there, and people should remain cautious before they click on links from those offering help. In case of the Red Cross, Hammond says the links are legitimate. You can also call the Red Cross directly if you want to verify the validity of the link before you click on it. The criteria to receive free long-term recovery assistance is your residence is in a declared disaster area, your primary residence meets the damage criteria, and the head of the household is able to provide proper identification and location residency. Waupaca police received a complaint on Tuesday about two people going door-to-door in Waupaca trying to sell dish soap as part of a solicitation scam. Police say in such scams, an individual claims they're selling household products to raise money for a cause or a charity. In some cases, the products are overpriced, the cause is not legitimate, and the interaction is a way to gather information about you. It's also a way to distract you while another person looks for theft opportunities. The city of Waupaca does require transient merchants to register before engaging in door-to-door sales. If someone comes to your door and you have concerns, don't feel obligated to answer the door or make a purchase. Don't provide personal or financial information either. And if possible, note a description of the individuals, any vehicle they're using, and the direction they travel. Door-to-door solicitors can be reported to Waupaca Police by calling the non-emergency number at 715-258-4400 or dispatch at 715-258-4466 so an officer can respond. Envision CEO and President Sadie Howell says the Make My Move incentive program is already paying some dividends. Bob Nelson has a story for Civic Media News.
Make My Move is a national platform for attracting talented people to the workforce. The program pays incentives to those willing to move across state lines to move into and work in another community. A state grant and local share is allowing Envision to pay those incentives. Hell says they've already had over 900 people apply for the program, and one of those has chosen to rent and take a job in Ripon.
When he was looking across the whole county, he said the city of Ripon really resonated with him. He liked the downtown. He liked the commercial about what Ripon was. And so he chose to rent in Ripon.
There are eligibility requirements for the program, which include passing a criminal background check, making at least $55,000 in income a year, and moving to the state. More information about the Make My Move program can be found on the Envision website. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Green Lake County Fair kicks off tonight at 6:30 with a truck and tractor pull. The admission fee is $15, with children 10 and under getting free admission. The Farm Bureau pork dinner is at 4 p.m., and the Midway opens at 5. Friday's highlights include more truck and tractor pull action at 6:30 and the livestock auction at 7. The Friday night concert will feature the Time Machine Band, a 5-piece classic party rock band showcasing decades of experience. The concert begins at 8 p.m. For a full schedule of Green Lake County Fair activities, visit the Green Lake, Wisconsin Extension website. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. It's not too late to get in on all the action of Packers Family Night tomorrow night. The Packers say a very limited number of tickets are still available for the fun-filled family evening at Lambeau. Titletown Family Fest kicks off Friday's festivities at 3 p.m. with activities for fans of all ages. Lambeau Field gates open at 5:30 with the team taking the field for warm-ups at 7 and practice beginning at 7:30. Family Night features a game-like atmosphere with game day music, jersey giveaways, and wraps up with a fireworks display over Lambeau Field. While there are a few event tickets available, parking passes are sold out for Lambeau Field and Titletown. Just like on game day, parking is available in surrounding neighborhoods, and many area businesses and residents offer pay-to-park options. Wisconsin is fighting a Trump administration rule that would ease restrictions on a type of greenhouse gas used in refrigerators and air conditioners. The State Justice Department says the chemicals, known as HFCs, are far more harmful to the climate than carbon dioxide, and the new rule would delay deadlines for phasing them out. The administration says the change gives businesses more time and could reduce costs. Wisconsin is joining a coalition of other states in the legal challenge. One candidate for Wisconsin governor says she's disappointed with the outcome of an encampment in Madison. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke out yesterday following Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway's decision to clear out the site of a fatal police shooting serving as a makeshift memorial. People have been protesting and camping out there since Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by police on July 22nd. In a statement, Hong called on Madison to be transparent about arrests and tactics used by law enforcement. She said she wanted to make sure personal items and memorial materials were returned to their owners. A legal group is suing Governor Evers and state officials over a law that authorized online sports betting through tribal administration. The lawsuit argues that Wisconsin Act 247 violates the Wisconsin Constitution, which was updated in 1993 to prohibit most forms of gambling, with limited exceptions such as the state lottery and charity raffles. The group is suing on behalf of the Brown County Taxpayers Association and Milwaukee-based Citizens Defending Liberty. The lawsuit also challenges Governor Evers' plan to negotiate tribal agreements in order to implement Wisconsin Act 247. Such agreements, if negotiated, would ensure online sports gambling is done using computer servers on tribal lands. Tribes like the United Nations support legalizing online sports betting. They argue Act 247 ensures sports betting stays within the state rather than spreading into illegal or unregulated markets. The governor's spokesperson said in a statement to WITI-TV, the governor will fight the lawsuit. A correctional officer from Janesville has been dismissed and taken into custody after finding himself on the opposite side of the law. The Rock County Sheriff's Office terminated Jacob Struley following reports he had a sexual relationship with an inmate. The 28-year-old was arrested yesterday after officials conducted interviews with the parties involved in the allegations. He is slated to appear in court tomorrow. A Madison-based medical center is once again being recognized as the premier facility in Wisconsin. For the 15th consecutive year, U.S. News & World Report has crowned UW Health as the top-ranked hospital in the state. The center earned national accolades in 9 adult and 3 pediatric specialties, while also receiving high performance ratings in 20 separate procedures and medical conditions. Coming in at number 2 on the annual list for the Badger State is Milwaukee's Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win for Harrison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers beat the Pirates last night 4-2 in Milwaukee. Lefty Kyle Harrison, in his first start in over a month, was doing great, striking out 10 at 1.8 batters in a row when he says his legs started to cramp up towards the end of the fifth inning.
You know, those last two hitters in the fifth inning just kind of locking up on me, had the groin locking up, the calves were just cramping. So first time I really experienced like a full body cramp out there.
The series wraps up this afternoon. NFL, the Packers getting ready for tomorrow night's family night practice inside Lambeau Field, set to start a little after 7 o'clock. In Madison, quarterback Colton Joseph on why he decided to transfer from Old Dominion to Wisconsin.
You know, Coach Guyton was had a big influence on that. Coach Grimes, Coach Fickle. Really, I just saw it as the biggest opportunity for me to come out and show what I can do and make a name for myself. And since I've been here, make a name for the Badgers.
That's quarterback Colton Joseph with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Rippin' News Roundup from WRPN, the music you grew up with. Find more news anytime at WRPN.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.